Tana French had a truly international upbringing. By 17, she had lived in Vermont, Washington, D.C., Rome, Florence, the Northeast African nation of Malawi, and Dublin.
I can remember my dad, when I was about 5, 6, reading The Wind in the Willows out loud to me. And there's a sentence in there where it goes, he had never seen a river before, that sleek, sinuous, full-bodied animal. And I didn't know what sinuous was. I was like 6. But just the sound of the words, I can remember sitting there going, oh, wow, you can do that with words?
Tana French got hooked on mysteries early, too.
I've always loved mysteries. I don't care what kind. They can be real, they can be fictional, they can be solved or unsolved. I can remember being, again, about 6, and reading in a school, some book for school, there was a little kind of potted paragraph about the Marie Celeste. Do you know the Marie Celeste? It was a ghost ship in kind of the early 1900s. And this was an inaccurate version that I read, but it said that the ship was found drifting. The cooker was still on. The table was set for breakfast. There was still food cooking in the galley, but everyone had vanished. No signs of a struggle. The crew had just vanished. And I can remember reading this and thinking, okay, when I die, I am going to ask God what happened here. I was so fascinated by this mystery. And I still remember this 30 years later, you know. And I've always been enthralled by that. So I've always read widely in mystery. And I think it was kind of inevitable that if I ever wrote something, it was going to be along those lines.
French did try her hand at writing early on, but writing was not career choice number one.
I had this thing about Greek mythology. So I was going to be an archaeologist and discover Troy. And then I found out that, yeah, somebody had already done that. It was my first kind of major disappointment in life. And it was, and career change. And then, yeah, I always loved writing. I have a load of kind of short stories from when I was a kid, and I have your basic standard issue terrible teenage poetry, but I think that's kind of compulsory, you know, the terrible teenage poetry under the bed. But then when I was in kind of about 12, 13, I got passionate about acting, theater acting, and that took over. I find it really hard to do both at once. I think it's partly because I write in the first person, so it's very much like playing a character. It's basically the same thing. So I have a hard time acting and writing at the same time.
Tana French studied acting at Trinity College in Dublin, then worked in theater and small films for most of a decade. One year between parts, she took a job on an archaeological dig.
There was a wood not far from the dig, and I was looking at it one day in the middle of wheelbarrowing and thought that would be a great place for kids to play. And I think most people would kind of stop there, but the thing about mystery writers is we're people who are always looking for a potential mystery in everything. And so I went looking for the mystery there. I thought, okay, what if 3 kids went in there to play? And only one ever came out, and he had no memory of what had happened. What would it feel like to grow up knowing that you've got this solution within your own mind, but you can't put your finger on it? And then what if he became a detective, and another case drew him back to this wood?
French jotted the idea down on a piece of paper, went off to play her next role, promptly forgot about it.
And then a year later, I found this piece of paper. It was under phone bills, and it had, like, coffee stains on it. And I thought, oh, that. I really want to know what happens. And, of course, the only way I could find out what happened in that story was to write it myself.
She did. It became her multi-award-winning first novel, In the Woods. Her new book, Broken Harbor, is her 4th novel. It's a dark tale of multiple murder set just outside Dublin in an upscale housing development gone bust in the 2008 worldwide financial collapse.
A young family's been killed, and the people who got sucked into these ghost estates, which should never have existed to begin with, but the people who got sucked into them, they were sold very hard by the government, by property developers, by banks, for reasons that were not good ones and involved a lot of corruption. They were sold to my generation, the 30-somethings.
Right.
And so the people who did get sucked into this are the people who really were focused very hard on doing the right thing, on doing everything right, sticking to the rules, doing things the way you're supposed to do them.
Which is also an apt description of the worldview of Detective Scorcher Kennedy, who investigates and ultimately solves the mystery, though not before his own ideas of order are sternly tested. In Tana French's beautifully written new novel, Broken Harbor, for 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Kasten.